T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.9:45, quarter till 10, Friday morning, July 23rd. Man, I'm going to tell you what, the Hard Rock stayed in its condition for how long until they could tear it down, because we heard about all of these investigations that had to take place, and it could potentially be a crime scene, depending on what happened and what kind of criminal negligence could have been involved, if any. Meanwhile, in Miami, they tore down Surfside within a week. Now, you would think the same investigations would be going on, etc. Well, the Hammer joins us now. David Hammer, our friend, WWL-TV investigative reporter, to put it in context. So now it seems as though somebody's dropping the ball somewhere to make any of this long investigation process seem worth it at all. David Hammer, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Well, you asked me earlier in the week if I was working on something, then
yeah,
you had
I knew
a
you were.
You'd have me back on.
I didn't know it was you were working on something. So
yeah,
is that pretty close to accurate what I said about the what the hell's going on here? When you
preserving this crime scene was part of the issue very early on, but they got what they needed in terms of getting out the records and things like that, that there were some issues with certain records not being kept on site, et cetera. The issue that I found was that, you know, investigations were done by the Inspector General of the City of New Orleans, because they were already working on an investigation involving the inspectors in the Department of Safety and Permits. And there were issues that I exposed back in January, February 2020, with them not showing up when they said that they were showing up and saying that the work was proceeding okay ahead of the collapse. And they were looking at some other issues. And then OSHA investigators from the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration were in investigating and doing their own investigation. And they were kind of going to combine all of that work into the foundation of some reports to bring criminal charges, because I think there's a sense that there's, you know, and it's speculation at this point exactly what charges, but that there's going to be some potential for criminal negligence and maybe conspiracy and things if there's information that was being covered up. We've already looked very, in a lot of detail at some of the engineering issues that with under-designed beams, support beams, and shoring issues, and shoring being removed too early and things like that before concrete set. All these issues are all part of the investigation, kind of like when you had the Deepwater Horizon and the criminal investigation that stemmed from that. And so the Inspector General's office was working on this, and then they fired the lead investigator. And so the report that sources say was done months and months and months ago, back in 2020, has not been produced to the law enforcement agencies or to the district attorney here now, Jason Williams. And so there's a lot of concern that these reports should have been ready. They've been held up. The inspector general says that they're working on it, but they still aren't ready to turn it over. And it could be soon, but that, you know, they keep hearing that. The DA and the city council keeps hearing that. Another interesting aspect of this is that the district attorney, Jason Williams, was on the city council when the Hard Rock collapsed and created a committee that would have looked independently, used the powers granted by the homeroom charter to the city council to investigate matters and hire an independent counsel to investigate. and they were told stand down by the inspector general. So now all the intrigue inside the inspector general's office, and they kept deferring to the inspector general, and now here we are 650 days plus after the collapse, and we're coming up on, you know, certain criminal charges, not all criminal charges, but certain criminal charges that are misdemeanors have a two-year prescription period. And the second anniversary of the collapse is coming up in less than 3 months, and the district attorney doesn't even have a report yet to build a case.
Does this speak to disarray at the IG's office? Because it seems as though it started okay with, I'm trying to remember his name, David, the first inspector general we had.
Well, you're going way back to Bob Sarasoli?
Sarasoli, exactly.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like, I guess it was Quattrovo, right? And it seems as though it has been a steady kind of, I don't know if it's a decline is the right word, or maybe becoming more of a mess as time goes
on.
Yeah,
well, you know, my colleague Mike Pearlstein did a series recently, Watching the Watchdog, about the inspector general and the disarray, exactly what you're saying, Tommy, in that office. That led to first the departure of Quattrovo, then Derry Harper was in there for about 2 years, I think, if I remember correctly, and that was tumultuous because there was a lot of infighting in that office. And I think you're seeing some of the offshoot of that and some of the, you know, cliques that formed inside that office. You know, Kristen Morales, the lead investigator on the Hard Rock, has been praised heavily in annual reports for producing some major investigations that had major results. But she's also been criticized for, you know, someone described her as a cancer, that she causes problems inside the office. But the point that was made by Kristen Palmer, the councilwoman, and others is, you know, if you've got a problem with her, you know, fire her, that's fine, but it shouldn't have any impact. None of the reasons for firing her had anything to do with her investigative work. It had to do with administrative issues. It shouldn't have any impact on this report. And now it's been, you know, 7 months since she was fired, and more like 10 months since the report was supposedly done, and we still don't have anything turned over to the law enforcement agencies.
So you're waiting, they're waiting now. The wait is on the IG's office to turn over the report, and the IG was going to talk to the city council, but they're communicating by letter, and apparently he was out of town?
Yeah, the IG's office claims that they didn't get the initial letter in on July 7th. There was a hearing yesterday where he was supposed to testify about the situation with the report. Kristen Palmer had questions about why this Kristen Morales report from last year couldn't be turned over, at least in part, to the district attorney, and wanted answers to those questions, and those answers didn't come, so she called the IG to testify, and he was out of town. So now they've deferred that, and a point that was made by a an activist, Lindsay Garcia, who has been kind of speaking on behalf of the families at times, of those who were killed in the collapse, was, hey, you created this committee at the city council to look into this yourself back in January 2020. Stop deferring to the IG. Stop waiting on the IG. Do something. Of course, at this point, you can't start at zero. But I think the point was you've deferred so much and you've given up so much, and now you're trying to get them to do something, and your hands are tied. It's kind of a sad situation.
It is. David, it's a mess. I know you're working on something else. We'll talk to you again soon, all right? Have a good weekend.
Sounds good, Tommy.
David Hammer, WWL-TV investigative report. Back, finding out what Newell Norman's got planned for you today here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!